On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
You heard the woman.
She's absolutely having an orgasm.
Not that woman. I mean, I guess.
No, you don't.
Was it Sarah Jessica Parker? Is that who we decided that was?
She's clearly
having an orgasm, yes.
And it's the first one.
Or looking at an eclipse.
It's the first one ever. Yeah. And she's just like, oh my God, it's happening. I never thought I would get here. And here I am.
I wish you were here.
Well, people say crazy shit in the throes of passion. If you look at Ed O'Neill in Wayne's World, why is it that if I kill a man in battle, I'm a hero? But if I kill a man in the throes of passion, I'm a criminal. Why? I don't get it.
It's a great point. And maybe his best role ever. And that's coming from a huge Al Bundy fan.
At Stan Mikita's Donuts.
Yeah. Underrated movie, that Wayne's World.
Well, and really, you know what? It becomes more relevant in 2018, 2019.
Really speaks to me.
Well, no. Humor me for one second.
Sure. I can do that.
Yeah. Thank you. And that's really all anybody does who's listening to the show. I saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
Fucking dynamite.
Really?
I loved it. I loved it. I really did. Rami Malek, boffo job.
I ended up watching the Oscars last Sunday, and it was getting a ton of attention, obviously. And I heard a bunch of other people I've spoken to say, overrated. Wasn't that good. I obviously don't know. I haven't seen it, but
I liked it a lot.
Fairly well received, clearly, by the critics.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it, and nobody's more critical than I am of a bunch of things.
That's true, man.
But Mike Myers is in it. And so he plays the...
Hilarious.
I didn't know it was Mike Myers, though, to be honest with you. He's got a full beard, and he wears sunglasses. He's a record exec who says when Queen is pitching the idea of A Night at the Opera, which is Bohemian Rhapsody is on, and they're saying, yeah, you got to picture it. It's going to be Shakespearean. It's going to be success and tragedy and all in one, and it's going to be high drama. And the record exec is saying, and this is Mike Myers saying, yeah, but that doesn't sound like the type of tune that kids could bang their heads to in a car. So a little nod to Wayne's World,
love
right?
That,
and you sort of go. So that really is the point in bringing this up is Wayne's World 2019 still relevant?
Obviously, man. What else is new? What's going on in the world, Bob?
Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked.
Okay,
I frequently pang for an opportunity
that you can seldom create for yourself.
Just a wider audience, really.
That's true.
It's I'm reading some new shit. I'm struggling through Dan Brown's Origins.
Okay.
There's just a pile of religious meat to chew on, both pro and con. I think somewhere Dan Brown's going to come out as a ordained minister somewhere, because all his anti-religion stuff, I think, is really just, you know, thinly veiled as propping it up. But anyways, neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. I've also picked up on audio Colin Eggleton's Stormbirds, which is sort of a War of the Roses, English history kind of historical fiction.
Yeah.
I'm working into that, you know, doing a little bit of that. Sampling some pints, really. I, over the Valentine's period, was given a couple of things. I had from Muskoka, a seasonal called Winterbeard.
Okay.
So it was a double chocolate cranberry infused stout.
See, that doesn't sound like your type of, you don't normally go in for the chocolate stouts.
Yeah. Well, I didn't buy it.
No, I understand.
It was given to me by somebody who loves me.
With some, but sorry.
See, there it is again.
Who loves me?
You got Solarte on the mind, eh?
It's true.
I didn't like it.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
All right.
I didn't like it. Now, you know what? I am rocking a fine winter beard right at the moment.
Well, it's really a matter of, okay, yeah.
It's a matter of what? What are you going to say?
Perspective or opinion?
Yeah, of course. I find most people don't like it.
Okay.
So, except for the people in my life that probably matter.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Yes. I'm obviously shocked. Yes.
Winterbeard. I didn't get much of the cranberry hint. I got you get notes of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
In the aroma, in the inhale, to me, it just tasted very alcohol-ish, right? Yep. It again was almost an 8%, so higher.
Yep.
I didn't really like it, but what are you going to do? I did have a Chinook stout from Muskoka.
I had that the other day too. Why did I have that? Where did it come from?
And what'd you think of that?
I've had it before.
I loved it.
I really liked it. Okay. Yeah. I was down at the Lieutenant's Pump on Elgin. They had it on tap.
Get the out of here.
Yeah. And so I had it there. But before that, it's been in the LCBO for a while. I've had somebody pick it up for me a couple of times in tall boy form. And I've always enjoyed it.
Well, that's the only way I've had it. I've never had it on tap. But yep. I would go in for that.
Yeah.
To me, I find it smooth and highly drinkable.
Sunday night at the Lieutenant's Pump. They have Sunday dinner, they call it. It's prime rib, little Yorkshire pudding, some potatoes and vegetables.
Little Yorkie action.
And a couple pints. It's not a bad way to wrap up a weekend.
Nice smooth poop the next day.
Sure.
No.
I don't remember. It was like a week ago.
What's up with you then?
Had a nice smooth poop the other day.
Well, the stouts, eh? Yeah. The stouts will even you out.
For sure. At the end of this month, you and I are on the road again.
On the road again.
We will be passing through Toronto, which I've informed our pal Maddie Lang.
Oh.
And we have discussed the fact that in the brand new food court at Union Station, there is a craft beer house. Craft Beer Hall, it's called.
H-A-U-L?
I don't know.
Okay.
And the thought had been floated that we got time to maybe throw down another pint or two like we did a year ago at that time.
Yeah.
In a slightly less noisy environment, maybe run another mic and I can embarrass myself on my Blue Jays takes. And
is he willing to strip to the waist and wrestle?
I don't see why not.
He keeps throwing it out.
I've seen him at Halloween dress in a very convincing Macho Man Randy Savage.
Okay. He also, I think, he has a little
Roberto Luongo.
His Nacho Libre thing.
The Bluchador.
The Bluchador.
The double Bluchador.
Come on.
From Grey Cup Week.
He is a man of many masks.
Honestly,
man. Many personas.
Yeah. And so I think we'll try and do that, maybe a little on-site pod with Maddie Lang at the new craft beer house.
I do see him as a bit of a Roberto Luongo.
For sure. That's been a thing for a while.
A bit of a Roberto Luongo mini-me.
Yeah, no, exactly. also, I guess this has been there for a while. I had no idea, and it could have saved us, I don't know, 300 or 400 steps a couple of times. Up on the Skywalk, there is a Mill Street Brew Pub, so you don't even have to leave Union. So we'll have options, man.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I had no idea. So he pointed that out as well.
How much time do we have with young Matthew Lang?
Sort of depends on how quickly we're moving, so not much probably. But I think we got about an hour and a bit. So
that'll be enough. Okay, Matty, if you're listening, make it happen.
Oh, he's in. He's booked the Friday afternoon off anyway to meet up with, as he should,
man. Put on your best track pants.
Your best spandex, man. Let's see the Macho Man. We'll stand him up right beside the stairwell. Watch.
You need
off
to bring the luchador mask. You need to get out there.
Drop the big elbow.
Do it. And hey, if you can get off the crosswalk there, or you can
skywalk.
Off the skywalk. Yeah. You can drop it on me.
Oh, awesome.
Do it.
We'll run video for that only for our patrons. Patreon.com/TallCanAudio. Get signed up. You don't want to miss that.
Okay.
At the top of the show here, I just found this to be amusing before we get into some of the meat of the show.
Shit that Matt finds amusing.
Yeah. Here a little video of a chick watching
an orgasm.
No, we did that at the top. There. I mean, there's always room for more.
For sure there is.
But
I've never seen one personally.
Or experience.
Clearly.
It's been a disappointing. This is a girl, appears to be in her late teens, watching her father go through her 8-year-old brother's iPad, looking at his search history. You know, if you're a good parent and you allow your children to have access to technology, you need to keep an eye on what they might be looking up on the internet.
Yes, you do.
So I'm going to just let this play, and we'll find out together what this 8-year-old gentleman has been searching on the internet.
So what are you looking at, Dad?
I'm checking out Finley's iPad search history.
So this is my 8-year-old brother.
Lucid Dream, W2S diss track lyrics.
How did
Extension die? How did Michael Jackson die? How did Elvis die? David Bowie, arson. Club Ubisoft, Fortnite, Shadical Face. Oh, barbecue sauce on titties.
Barbecue sauce on titties.
So I'm sitting there with barbecue sauce on my titties. Look.
Barbecue sauce on titties.
Well, the English accent. Yeah. Clearly. Titties.
Two of my favorite things in the world. I never thought to Google them together. Technically, three of my favorite things in the world.
Gravies and asses. Wait.
That could be dangerous. Yeah, I'm not Googling that. Honestly, man. And it's
barbecue
all going on.
Barbecue sauce on titties.
Fortnite. You're like, yeah, okay. Club Ubisoft. That's video game stuff.
Yeah, Ubisoft for sure.
Yeah. And you're just going, oh, dear. Look what else young Finley is looking up. Barbecue sauce on titties. I don't know. That it popped up on my Twitter not too long ago. I was
8 seems young.
I wonder. Because this stuff all seems to be getting pushed further down, right? Younger and younger and younger before kids are knowing what certain words mean and what certain things are. The fact that this kid can Google on an iPad.
Yeah. Well, and really, and we've talked about this many times on this show. At 7 years old, I was super interested. Somebody said there was a stack of, in those days, you know, Penthouse,
yeah,
Playboy, maybe a Hustler. Right in the woods somewhere or wherever, you'd be on it.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, at 7 or 8, I wanted to see it. For sure did.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not that. No, I wasn't doing anything with it.
No, you have no idea why this is good, but I know I like it. I don't know why.
This is it.
Yeah.
And really, it is just a curiosity thing at that point. But yeah, I walked that back, if you will. It's not that odd.
never, though, let's assume at 7 years old, Rob has an iPad.
Yep.
And he knows he wants to look for titties. He doesn't know to look for barbecue sauce and titties.
That is weird.
Yeah. Like, to me, that's just, what's up, kid? Like, what have you, this has to have come from somewhere else, right? Like, why are we combining these things? Well, like,
and I've probably told the story before. It's interesting what kids know and where they get it from.
Yeah.
Right? I remember sitting down with my son. I don't know. He's six probably at the time. We're watching a Senators game. And it breaks away to a commercial. And it's a jean commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those odd commercials where it's the jeans are like the least important thing in the commercial. Yeah. But it's this man and this woman who meet and then they're kissing passionately and they're disrobing, right? And that's what you see. And,
yeah.
And so my six-year-old, and maybe he's five, I don't know, he turns to me and he goes, they're going to have sex.
You have any idea what that means, kid?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at him like, yeah? And then he sort of got all sheepish and he's like, yeah, I don't know. I said, what do you know about sex at five or six, whatever he is? And he's like, well, Big Liam told me.
That a boy, Big Liam.
Well, I'm like, who's Big Liam? Anyways, Big Liam was a sixth grader on his bus.
Oh, wow.
And
educating
so,
the masses.
Well, and so my son would have been, I don't know, senior kindergarten, grade one, whatever it is. And yeah. So this guy's in grade six. He's like 11. And he's telling the little kids all about sex. So it's who knows where little Finley got this idea from Big Liam on the subway or wherever it was, right in the schoolyard.
It's just strange, man. What an odd combination for
We talked about that. And you're like, you said you were, I don't know how old you were, 9 or 10. You're like, you and some guys in the schoolyard, you don't know what sex is.
Yes, that's right. We were just, for some reason earlier today, on this subject. And I'm watching a couple of guys on our schoolyard, one accusing the other of not even knowing what sex is, and the other going, oh, yeah? It's when the man pees in the woman, or the man pees inside the woman's vagina. And you're like, let's compare notes. This sounds close, but I don't think that's quite right. Like, let's all lay out what we've got here and see if we can piece this together.
Maybe that's right. Maybe.
You're in the neighborhood, I think, but that doesn't sound
right. That's not exactly what I heard, but maybe what I know isn't factual either. But
we should get together here.
But nobody does. And if you had a Big Liam there,
yeah,
he's the authority.
It's true.
He's got to be.
We needed Big Liam.
He's at least 5 years older than you.
He's got to be, yeah.
And he's dropping it now. And Big Liam is the guy in a couple of years who's drawing the naked woman inside the tunnel in your school playground.
You know, Big Liam's classy when he grew up. We had a, in the back of my, like in my backyard, we had this playhouse. Like it was built, we called it a treehouse, but there was a tree beside it. Like it wasn't actually in a tree. It was built up on stilts, right? And so for a while, me and a couple of my buddies were storing Sunshine Girls up there out of the Toronto Sun. I was always second or third page, and you'd pull them out, and we'd save them. And again, no one had any idea why. You were like, I know I like her. I don't really understand what's supposed to happen next. How do I end up marrying her? What are we supposed to do with this?
It tickles my wee-wee.
But not even. Like, I maybe, but you're like...
Like when you go down a hill or on a roller coaster, it does the same kind of a thing.
You're like, yeah, I know that what I'm looking at, that's good. But beyond that, I don't know what's supposed to happen here, right? But we probably at one point had, I don't know, 60 or 70 of them just underneath, you know, hidden underneath something inside this playhouse.
If anyone has to poop behind the playhouse... I might have told
this story a long time ago on the pod. Another time with this guy that wasn't really part of the group, but he kind of lived further down the road. We didn't, you know, whatever. But he came down.
So
and
he
said,
had a totally different set of values.
Probably, yeah. And he came and said there was a whole bunch of porn up at this creek.
See? This is what I'm talking about. Under a log
so
or in a log.
Everyone jumps on their bikes and goes peeling up there. It's all gay porn. And clearly half of it's been sitting there for a while. Like some of it's wet and clearly like not that kind of wet, but like half
pages
disintegrated.
Stuck together kind of wet.
Yeah, no. But it's been sitting out and and you're just looking, and there's like a page over here, and there's a couple under this rock over here, and you're like, what is this place?
Right? Yeah.
Like, what hell have we stuck? But again,
And what led you to this? Who told you this?
Well, that's
was
what I'm
here?
Saying. It was the kid up the.
No, I know, but you're saying to
where
him.
Where did he find it? Yeah.
Who told you this was here?
Well, he lived much closer to it than we did. Maybe it was secretly his, trying to feel things out, or an older brother.
What do you think, Matt? What do you think about this?
Yeah, well, yeah, and so we all end up there, and we're just
I'm looking at the front of your slacks right now, and I'm thinking you're feeling the same way I am.
Like, I don't know. These people are naked, but the Sunshine Girls, even though they're covered up, are probably more.
Those people are naked, but I'm not necessarily
this is not
buying
the same.
What they're selling.
Why have you brought us here?
Yeah. Hey, this is a faulty bill of goods.
Yeah. I don't know what you thought was going to happen here, but there was probably four of us that were just like, yeah, this sucks. Just left.
Yeah, right honestly, there. I biked all the way here to see a couple of meat whistles. Forget it.
It's true.
I'm not going in for this. I don't go in for that at all.
The things that went in and went on at small town suburban Oshawa.
Dirty schwa.
There it is, man. Half those people are growing up deep cat shit on the internet.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah. I don't know. We wanted to talk about, this is actually a fairly easy transition.
Yeah, it's a very easy segue.
An article in GQ, which we will share at facebook.com/tallcanaudio, @tallcanaudio on Twitter.
I love, GQ has some fantastic articles.
This, not necessarily the best that they've ever printed, in my opinion, although somewhat fascinating.
Provocative,
yeah. Not alluring in any way that anyone will admit to. Essentially, the article is about straight men.
Give the headline of the magazine. Do you have it?
No, not with. No.
Okay, and it was, and I'm paraphrasing loosely now. Why straight men?
Yes.
Emphasis on straight men are willing to join masturbation clubs.
Yep. That's about right. Like I said, we will share it for you to peruse for yourself. No photos.
Thank Christ.
Yeah.
Masturbation clubs.
And apparently this is becoming more and more of a thing across America, which means it's probably here too, north of the border. But the idea is exactly what the article suggests it is, that straight men are getting together. And it says one of the other headlines or one of the phrases that was shared as like a byline or whatever on Twitter was why something that once was possibly the cause of so much shame is now bringing people closer together.
Yeah, something mostly done in isolation
yeah.
is and often seen as shameful is now... can now be something powerfully freeing.
Nope. So essentially, yeah, this is a thing in multiple cities. And I guess the idea is, when I'm reading it, all I can think about is swingers parties, right? Where you show up as a couple and who knows who you end up with and whatever. But apparently, this is just men showing up and often ending up, masturbating in groups of other men. Now, they say that this started as more of a gay or bisexual thing, but more and more straight men started showing up to it. And I don't think they're necessarily suggesting that these men have homosexual tendencies, but more that it can be liberating or this sense of community or camaraderie to bond over.
See, the thing is, it led off, and it's sort of, you start with the headline, straight men, masturbation clubs. You're like, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm new in town, just looking to make friends with somebody.
I could do pickup hockey or I could go to a masturbation club.
And I don't have any skates, so I guess
I guess it's circle jerks. So.
I believe they were going by the term buddy baiters.
Buddy bait, which again is something like, I'm going to whip mine out and you're going to touch it or we're going to look at it.
I'm sorry, buddy bait was hilarious.
Yeah, well, there was a bunch of things. Yeah. They went into bro job and there was a bunch of things. And so, but it started out with, and air quotes, David talking about post-university being in Israel and exploring some caves, some Judean caves.
Yeah.
And he's saying, yeah, I'm with some buddies and we were in the caves and we ended up in this pitch black part of the cave when sure enough, one of them said, we should all jerk off. I've been in a pile of dark, dark places with buddies and nobody I've been with has ever said, hey, why don't we jerk off?
It's true.
What? No, I don't buy it. And he's saying, yeah, and we all did it. And then we zipped up and we left and nobody.
No one ever talked about it again.
And it was just like nothing. And he's like, it was very tame, very frat boy-like. I'm like, you know what? You can put whatever you want on it. And male bonding, the reality is, and it's homoerotic.
Yes.
And for those of you out there, the homo portion is short for homosexual.
Yeah.
Whatever your deal is. I'm not judging and I don't care.
Right.
But do not label it.
Looking to find out who you are or whatever, but you have not yet decided that you're a straight man if this is something that is still of interest to you. That's just how it is.
And so they talked about the clubs, and to me the highlight of the article was, and I really only got 75% through, so if you're leading me to believe at the end of it that it was something other than what I got to, I got to the portion where they talked about the club in Seattle, which goes by the name of Rain City Jacks.
Which is my fantasy hockey team's name next season.
Rain City Jacks.
Good for you guys.
This takes place. Okay, so we've already gone through talking about guys who, apparently as adolescents, and you know what? I was just telling this story the other day. I was maybe, I don't know, 10. Guy across the street was 11. We'll say his name was Barry.
Okay.
Barry says, hey, you want to sleep at my place tonight? I'm like, yeah, all right, sure. Even though I live like literally across the street.
Yeah.
We hop into get into bed that night, brush our teeth, whatever, you know, get in there and it's dark and we're both sort of lying there. And Barry says to me, hey, you want to show me your dink? I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
I'm you know like, what, Barry? Not that interested.
Yeah, home. Here I come. And again,
I got to ask, did he say dink? Cause that's weird.
I want to say it had to be...
As a kid, that was what, around our family, it was called a dink. But that's such a very
it wasn't,
childish...
Okay,
like,
but it wasn't cock. It
no,
wasn't, it
no,
was,
okay.
And it certainly wasn't penis. It no. was, hey, do you want to... Hey, maybe it was just, hey, I'll show you mine if you sure. show me yours or... Hey,
gotta go, Barry.
Yeah, honestly, like, well, I'm in bed with you, man. And at 10 years old...
Yeah, you don't think anything of that.
Well, I already thought, I'm not... That's not cool.
To be sharing a bed.
Well, no, sharing a bed, I get it.
Yeah.
Two 10 or 11-year-old boys.
But as soon as one proposes...
To show me your dink, forget it.
Yeah.
And again, there's been...
Never saw Barry again.
Christ, I was a full-grown man, and we were at a training camp in Montreal. Now, anything goes, apparently. and we were staying, we were pairing up and staying at different places, and... The guy's place I was staying at said, hey, there's a pull-out couch here. He says, or if you're more comfortable, you can sleep in my bed with me.
Loving the pull-out couch, Barry.
What? You're like,
Newberry.
What? You have a pull-out couch in the living room.
Yeah.
And yet you think maybe the option would be more appropriate or comfortable for me to get as a grown man into bed with
the
you.
The French, man, they're open to some shit, right? And not even necessarily that they're going to fuck, just... whatever, you know.
Yeah, well, all right. But you know what? And again, whatever your deal is, you're gay, love it. Sure. Do it.
Yeah.
Stroke it, hit it, whatever your thing is.
This is the new age of bop it.
Yeah, do it. Do it, man. But don't call it anything else other than what it is.
So you've got no room for the idea that this article is trying to sell, that even straight men sometimes wonder or... whatever they're trying to describe it as, right? Like, and like I said, we'll share the article. You people can make of it what you will for yourselves. But they're trying to sell that even straight men sometimes are just curious or, you know, are looking for a sense of community in, I don't know, that's literally never been something that's occurred to me as, like, to me, swinger clubs are weird enough, but at least there's some chicks around, right?
Well, yeah, okay.
that can help us all kind of.
Well, you get what? like what? You got some guy polishing your knob while you look.
As long as I grab a tit, you're like, oh.
Well, you're looking at two girls.
As long as that's going on, right?
Like, okay, and see, this is the thing. And again, I got no issues with that. It's like people who enjoy tranny porn.
Yeah, those people.
Right. And you sort of go.
Yeah.
Yet you don't have a little something in you.
Right.
You go, you know, that's just a dude with breasts.
Right.
You can wrap it up in whatever your fantasy is. And I'm not saying you're gay.
No.
But it certainly means you have some leanings. Don't call it something other than what it is.
Buddy baiting.
Bro jobs. Which is two straight guys having sex. You are no longer a straight guy.
You fuck one guy. Or yeah, what's the old expression?
Yeah, exactly. You can score one goal, and you're not a goal scorer, but you suck one dick. You're a cocksucker.
You're a cocksucker forever. No, it's true. And
so to me, this we'll use the Rain City Jacks.
Yeah.
And then you go, the guy, Paul Rosenberg, or whatever his name was, who's the organizer of the club, that happens at an erotic gallery. Where they cover all the furniture with canvases because
of course
people are going to beat off.
Ruin the furniture.
And so, and then it goes on to say, yeah, the club is 10% straight.
Yeah.
25%, you know, stated bisexual.
Yeah.
And 65% gay men. Well, hello. This makes complete sense to me. And he goes, you can tell the straight guys because they don't want to kiss men. What? Of course.
That is an indicator.
Yeah.
But they're still here.
I like to look at your penis.
Don't kiss me.
Don't touch me.
Don't look at me.
Yeah. And again, I want to be clear. If that's your deal.
Of course. No, we're not going to keep painting that. Look, if you're gay, power to you, man. But the rest of you, you may need to take a look in the mirror or get, you know, talk to somebody, right? Like,
well, don't talk to anybody. Talk to somebody else with a penis, and maybe the two of you can get it on. I'm good with that.
Sure, but it seems like some people may not be ready to admit that.
Okay, sorry, you mean talk to somebody
like a professional.
Like get right with yourself.
Yeah.
The fact that you don't need to keep calling yourself
straight if you're not.
I'd like to touch your penis, but I'm straight, yeah. Just so you know.
And I'd like it if you didn't tell anybody. Remember, we were up in Sudbury. And somebody we knew up there were hanging around talking about, someone had said to him, if it wasn't for all the married men in Sudbury, this is a gay guy.
Yeah.
Said, if it wasn't for all the gay married men in Sudbury, I'd never have sex. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people living a lot of closeted lives, right?
In denial.
Just embrace who you are, man. Like, if this is you, fine, but.
And that's it. That's really what this
weird story, man. Like, even if you're like a gay guy, what is the appeal of this club? Like showing up to jerk off in front of somebody is.
But as soon as he started talking about this club, as in, yeah, we could do a double Dutch rudder. I got no idea what it's like.
Yeah,
we can both hit it together, you know, or we could kiss.
Right, but that's now.
You've now moved away from a masturbation club.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's become, and I don't even know what they're, but a sex party or a whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's what it is. This isn't a masturbation club anymore, right? Like.
Right. And if 90% of your, the people who visit are stated.
Yeah.
Out, I'm willing to tell you that.
And I get why you're there.
If I. If
not this, you, but yes. the 90%.
Honestly, there's a brief stop. Yeah. If there's a moment where you go, yeah, is that 10% saying, if I write down straight on the card when I go in, does that make a difference?
Right.
To
Am
me,
I throwing off the demographics?
I'm going to sleep better tonight because I said I'm straight.
Yeah.
But I went and just looked at a bunch of penises and maybe helped one get to where it needed to be.
Which helped mine get where it needed to be.
This is what I'm saying. And so you go... Yeah.
Just be who you are, folks.
This is it. That's the point.
These sorts of clubs shouldn't be 90%. It's 100.
Well,
just be comfortable with it.
I think, yeah. And again, I firmly believe that there is a percentage of the population bisexual.
Yeah, of course.
That's
not straight.
It's not straight.
Right.
I agree with you 100%. And that's why the headline,
yes,
and I stressed it on the intro,
yeah,
is misleading. Straight men. Straight men are those who like,
yeah,
women alone. And good listener, if you disagree, or if you can enlighten
apparently,
a pair of, yeah, troglodytes.
Apparently, yeah.
Help us out. And again, all the power to you.
Because the point here isn't that, ew, gay is gross.
You should endorse it.
Right.
You should
be who you are.
You should wear it.
Yeah. No, we're not comfortable with you. Should wear it.
Not wear it. Not wear it.
This is not the... All right. So we'll, like I said, we'll share the article. And for those of you interested or who may be traveling to Seattle soon, it's the Rain City Jacks. You can check that out.
Apparently they have a great website as well.
Don't Google it at work.
Yeah, not safe for work.
No, probably not. What's up, everybody? Matt back here in the TCA studios a couple days after the fact. I just wanted to jump in here quickly. We're about to talk about the 90210 reboot that Fox is launching this summer. And I just thought I should mention here that we recorded this show on Sunday and of course, now releasing it on Tuesday evening. On Monday, news breaks that Luke Perry had passed away, had a stroke, and died as a result of that. So we mention in this conversation that he's not going to be a part of the reboot. He was never scheduled to be. And, you know, whether we make a little bit light of it or whatever, at the time we recorded it, we had no idea that he had passed away. So if it sounds like we're, you know, just glossing over that, that's why. It's not an intention to be disrespectful or anything like that. We had no idea at the time. Obviously, very sad. Luke Perry, only 52 years old. Like I said, it was a massive stroke and passed away unexpectedly on Monday. So that's why we don't reference that here. It's certainly not meant as a shot when we're kind of laughing about the people who aren't going to be part of the show. You know, we reference him being part of Riverdale and these sorts of things, but don't actually touch on what happened. That's why this was recorded on Sunday, released on Tuesday, and of course the news broke on Monday. So just wanted to jump in, sort of explain that briefly so that, you know, this all makes a little bit more sense. Let's get you back to the show. Also coming out this week, see what I did there, coming out, was news that there's going to be sort of a 90210 reunion.
And I'm confused by it.
Yeah. Essentially the idea, and I'm sure many of you are going to be seriously about to talk about 902. Yeah, the fuck I am. Love Jenny Carth and love anything she's going to be back doing. Most of the cast of the original Beverly Hills 90210 is coming back for a mini series. This summer,
six episodes
on Fox. But the idea is they're not going to play their characters. They're going to play themselves coming back to some sort of reunion and deciding we should reboot the series.
A heightened version of themselves.
So for lack of a better term, you're almost looking at something like Entourage, where there's all kinds of celebs playing themselves, but in this fictional setting. That's what this is going to... So the actor...
All right. Now, see, already, Matt, it's making better sense to me.
Okay. So, you know, there's a couple characters missing. Luke Perry will not be there.
Shannon Doherty.
As it says right now. Now, Luke Perry is part of the... And it's escaping me right now what it's called, but the... Archie series on Netflix. It's not
Riverdale.
Called Riverdale. He's on that. Shannon Doherty has also not committed yet. They haven't said for sure that neither of them will be there, but at this point, neither of them are committed. But you've got Jason Priestley, you've got Jenny Garth, you've got Tori Spelling.
Brian Austin Green.
Yeah.
Ian Ziering.
Yeah, who was Steve Saunders.
And don't forget, everybody's favorite.
Andrea.
Gabriella Carteris.
So,
not really anybody's favorite.
In terms of, characters, it's Steve, Brandon, Andrea, Kelly, Donna.
David.
You know who's really missing is Valerie, the bad girl.
Yeah, no.
Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah, no.
No.
See, to me.
She's missing. That's,
yeah, none of the brunettes ever did it for me.
No,
at
she's.
All. And neither did Tori Spelling, to be honest with you.
No, she was somebody's daughter. That's.
Well, and really.
Aaron Spelling.
Kelly Kapowski, her face just got wider and wider and flatter.
Okay.
I don't know.
Why do we have to hate on Kelly Kapowski?
Love Kelly Kapowski in Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
Didn't love her in 90210.
So those are the characters that are missing. And I guess the series is going to center around these actors playing themselves, trying to reboot the series. Now, this sort of ignores the idea that they already rebooted the series a couple of years ago, maybe 09, 2010, something like that.
Which Shannon Doherty,
was in that, yes, as was Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling. I think they were the only. I didn't see a single episode of that. As a kid, I'll be honest with you, did see plenty of 90210, the original series. This is a weird concept. Do you think it has any chance of being successful? I don't know what 40-year-old Steve Sanders looks like, right? Or David Silver, or...
Yeah, well, you saw the pictures in the article.
Yeah, well, yeah, fair enough.
They look like them.
Yeah.
Just older. I think it has a chance to be hugely successful. I was a bit of a closet 90210 guy.
Again, lots of people were.
Huge Jenny Garth fan.
Yeah.
The shorter-haired Jenny Garth. Not so much the longer-haired, yeah, earlier Jenny Garth. But yeah, but by the time it ended, I was no longer watching it.
Yeah.
But yeah, in its first sort of 5 years, that was sort of the end of high school for me into...
Right.
Yeah. Sort of. But I think it really, at that, spoke to a bunch of females of that age, my age and a little younger. Yeah, I think...
So it was good on dates to be able to talk about what was going on down at the Peach Pit.
And I don't know.
See what Nat was up to. And
look at you.
I watched, man. I'm not backing away from that. Now I was,
yeah. Well, I'm clearly, I understand all of it too.
Yeah. Right?
But
a young Matt, after getting back from the creek where the gay porn was looking for a fix of Jenny Garth.
Where's some of that high-waisted 90s right, denim? Exactly. Where's that happening?
No, for sure. And again, by the time it ended, I was no longer watching, but at the beginning, yeah, I knew who everybody was and
you were finding
the story.
Gay porn online now and no need to look for anywhere else.
Yeah, it was that weird gray area between, you know, the internet was there, but it was too slow to want to wait for shit to download.
Honestly, you're waiting for the dial up.
Yeah.
And then it sort of shows up in increments and you're like, yeah. Oh, come on, man. I could never stream a video. I could never stream a video
in this.
She's
wearing a hat. One line is coming down bit by bit. Right?
Well, hey, Jeff talking about as a gag, somebody he knew sent him a video, and as it loads, right, it's loading down, and you see this old guy, he's got his head thrown back, and he's got no shirt on as it goes down, and he gets all the way to the bottom, and it's another old guy blowing him. You're like, oh my God, what's happening here?
This took an hour and a half.
Yeah. And this is the end product?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Oh, well, I guess it'll work.
I don't even go, yeah, I've waited this long. Yeah. Priming the pump.
Yeah, this is, to me, I only brought it up, or only wanted to bring it up on the show because it was a different approach to the reboot, right? We've seen so many 90s shows try to be brought back. And at least this is an attempt to be creative and go, okay, no one cares what 40-year-old David Silver is doing. What if we had him play himself and now we can do a different angle on it? And I have no idea if it's going to work or be any good or whatever, but it's interesting. It's a creative approach to it.
Well, and again, when they talked about a heightened version of themselves, I'm like, what is that? But it makes crystal clear sense.
Yeah, when you say Entourage, right?
When you say Entourage or Ballers is another version
of
it,
right? Yeah, all those celebs, all those people are willing to play themselves as long as you crank up the volume so much that everyone knows they may have never actually have done that, right?
Right.
So I think it's a neat idea. I have no idea if it's going to work. And, you know, we'll see what it's going to turn into. And at this point, it's just 6 parts. Maybe that's all it'll ever be. But I'm intrigued.
Okay, well...
Not for you, eh?
Not for me. Not for me at this point, but I have a far more sophisticated palate than you, so.
He'll be hanging out with the Rain City Jacks that night. Good for you, man. You know what? Embrace it.
I'm going to the Bytown Bro Jobs. You know, maybe. I
love it.
Maybe I'm not, but.
No, it's out there now. It's recorded. It's a thing. It's a button.
I want the option.
Yeah. I got no problem with those people, right? Keep your options open. Like, why limit yourself to only 50% of the population?
Especially when I look like I do.
Like I do. Why don't we wind this one down, man? Because this has been a bit of a fucking... I think people got some stuff to chew on when they leave here.
Yep, and let us know. What are your thoughts on all of it?
Anything
we have to say.
Because as you suggested, I think there will be some people who suggest that we're somewhat behind the times. Troglodytes in our...
Be
who you are.
Yeah, you want to suck a dick? Suck a dick.
I don't know.
What?
No, it's pretty blunt, man. Okay. I like it, though. Be who you are.
There you go. Don't hide from it.
We got to go.
See ya.
This show's over forever. We'll maybe see you some other time. Maybe. Goodbye.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app. When you say Tall Can Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.